This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. The Fort Bend County District Attorney is facing accusations from County Judge K.P. George. George is now accusing the DA of misconduct. News 88.7's Natalie Weber says it comes as George is trying to have his criminal case dismissed.
The county judge alleges that prosecutors destroyed part of an interview with Turl Patel, a key witness in the case. George is accused of working with Patel to fake racist attacks against his own campaign. He's also facing two counts of money laundering. In court filings late last week, the county judge also alleged that Fort Bend County District Attorney Brian Middleton used encrypted disappearing messages to communicate with Patel. Jared Woodfill is George's attorney.
If that information has been destroyed because it has been communicated on an encrypted app, then the defense doesn't have the benefit of that information.
In a statement, the DA's office called the allegations, quote, baseless. From the Fort Bend County Bureau, I'm Natalie Weber. News 88.7.
Federal tax credits that help lower Affordable Care Act health insurance costs are expiring at the end of the year. That leaves a lot of Texans bracing for steep premium hikes.
An estimated 1 in 4 people that will now become uninsured because of the loss of enhanced tax credits, they reside in Texas.
Blake Hudson is Vice President of Public Affairs for the Texas Association of Health Plans.
Texas is really ground zero for the worst impacts of the loss of these enhanced tax credits.
Democrats want to make the credits permanent, while some Republicans argue they're too expensive. The debate is now at the center of the government shutdown. We'll have more in our in-depth report at 5:44. Houston's Bush and Hobby airports will have to reduce flights by 10% starting tomorrow. The U.S. Department of Transportation is cutting air traffic around the country. That's to help reduce the strain caused by the federal government shutdown. Patchy dense fog tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low near 64. Tomorrow, expecting a high near 86 degrees. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.